ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Title of this evening's talk is The Path of Bhagavad Gita. Perfect solutions for difficult times. Definitely very difficult times that we're living in. What do you think? Does everyone agree? It's difficult times? Ramba kashtamana kalam. Yeah. Very difficult time. Anyone disagree? It's a very difficult time. Just to look at the news is depressing. There's so many difficulties in the world, and so many difficulties in everyday life. The world is in a very confused and fearful state. And we can't feel any security. Of course, this is to be expected, because it is Kali Yuga, and it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam and many other shastras about the condition of Kali Yuga. Tatashchanu dinam dharma satyam shocham shamadaya kalena balina rajan nangshantayur balang smritihi. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that in Kali Yuga, with every single day, the quality of dharma will reduce. Every single day, satyam will reduce. Also, shocham. Do you have that word? Do they understand shocham? Does it come in Tamil? Not in common Tamil. Then kshama. Yeah, it means tolerance, forgiveness. Then the next word, daya, that's closer to karuna. With the passing of every single day, by the mighty force of time, all good qualities will decrease. And even people's lifespan will decrease. Their bodily strength and fitness will decrease. And their mental strength will decrease. The whole situation of Kali Yuga is summarized in three words of Srimad Bhagavatam. Kale dosha nidhi. This Kali Yuga is like a whole ocean of faults. Dosha can also mean sin, so it's an ocean of sin. You can just imagine a fish in the ocean. Fully surrounded by water. If he swims forward, there's water. If he turns around and swims backward, there's water. If he goes up or down or right or left, there's only water. So similarly, Kali Yuga, whichever way we go, whichever way we look, we find there is dosha, there is fault. There is disturbance. There is discontent. There is sinfulness in every aspect of life. Whether even family life, the condition is coming where husband and wife can't trust each other, they can't trust even their children. The children can't trust the parents. The children may be even killed by the parents. It's become very common in the sinful act of abortion. If we look in the economic sphere, no one can feel very secure. In politics, in education, in every sphere of life, we find there is the influence of Kali Yuga. So it's very difficult times, no doubt. But actually, every time, every age in this material world is difficult. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes the whole material existence as dukhalayam ashashvatam, miserable and temporary. There you have the whole history of the world summed up in two words. History, sociology, philosophy, anthropology, psychology, all subjects are summed up in two words, dukhalayam ashashvatam. This material world is miserable. We try to be happy, but even if we think we're happy, our situation will be changed by the force of time. Now, these words were spoken by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna addressed a particular problem of Arjuna. Arjuna was facing a particularly difficult situation. But Krishna informed Arjuna that you're always in a difficult situation. The particular situation that Arjuna faced was that he didn't want to engage in the forthcoming battle. But Krishna informed Arjuna that even if somehow or other you can avoid that difficulty, by the very nature of this world, you have to face more difficulties.
இந்த பிரச்சனைகள் இருந்து தப்பித்து விடலாம். ஆனா கண்டிப்பாக இந்த உலகத்துடைய இயற்கையே பிரச்சனைகள் தான், அதை எப்பொழுதாலும் சந்தித்துதான் ஆக வேண்டும்.
Krishna taught Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna to teach him how to overcome all difficulties. So what are the difficulties that we face? Probably most people would say not enough money. Most people think if I had more money, my life would be better. But you know, even the big rich people think like that. Even people who have crores and crores of rupees, they're very, very rich. They're also thinking how I can get more money. And although not having enough money can be a cause of much misery, having lots of money can also be a cause of misery. So people may think, well, I want to be more healthy. Ultimately, what we want is to be happy, is it not? Everything that every, not only humans, but every living being does is to make us happy. Everything we do, directly or indirectly, is meant to make us happy or to avoid distress. Well, children may think, well, I have to go to school. I'd rather play cricket or netball or something. What do you think? Would you rather play than go to school? You may think going to school doesn't make me happy. Maybe you're not allowed to say that openly. But the idea is that by going to school, you'll be educationally qualified and then you can be more happy in future. So although it doesn't bring you immediate happiness, the idea is that you will have a better, more happy future. Of course, there is a major problem with this proposition of being happy in the material world. The problem is that the very nature of this world is that it's full of misery. We have to suffer. I'm seeing all these nice young boys and girls, they look very fresh and healthy. But in course of time, their bodies will have to get old and diseased and die like everyone else. So the difficulties that we face, not only in these particularly difficult times, but at all times, are repeated birth and death.
Mm-hmm. சந்திக்கக்கூடிய உண்மையான பிரச்சனை என்ன அப்படின்னா பிறப்பு இறப்பு அப்படின்ற அந்த சுழற்சி.
And a really intelligent person tries to find out a solution to the problem of punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, repeated birth and death.
உண்மையான புத்திசாலி இந்த உண்மையான பிரச்சனையான திரும்ப திரும்பி பிறவி பிறவி எடுப்பது மரணம் அடைவது அப்படின்ற பிரச்சனை வந்து தீர்வு காண முயற்சி செய்வார்.
There are various endeavors to get free from birth and death.
இந்த விஷயத்தை செய்வதற்கு அதாவது பிறப்பு இறப்பிலிருந்து விடுவதற்கு பல்வேறு முயற்சிகள் எடுக்கப்படுகிறது.
First of all, if we are to overcome any problem, we have to understand the root cause.
முதல்ல ஒரு பிரச்சனையிலிருந்து நாம் வந்து வெளிவர வேண்டும் என்றால் அந்த பிரச்சனையுடைய மூல காரணம் என்ன அப்படிங்கிற விஷயத்தை முதலில் நாம் புரிந்து கொள்ள வேண்டும்.
For instance, if there is a disease, there is symptomatic treatment which just stops the disease for a short time.
உதாரணத்துக்கு இப்ப நம்மளிடையே ஒரு நோய் இருக்கின்றது அப்படின்னா அந்த நோயை வந்து அந்த நோய்க்கான அறிகுறியை மட்டும் வந்து தீர்க்கக்கூடிய ஒரு வழிமுறை.
For instance, if you have a headache, you can take an aspirin. But if you have repeated headaches, then we have to try to find out the cause. So the doctors, they may recommend you have an MRI scan or try to find out what is the cause. And then the cause can be treated. Maybe you have a brain tumor which needs to be excised, removed. So what we generally try to do in this material world is we try to treat our problems by symptomatic treatment. We try to make temporary solutions. But the real cause of all our difficulties is ignorance of our true spiritual position. And although it is commendable that in the schools in Sri Lanka that religion is taught, but actual spiritual knowledge is unfortunately lacking. So how to get free from all difficulties eternally? That should be the aim of human life. Is there anything more important to do in human life? Any suggestions? If you become the next Sri Lankan cricket idol, is that the best thing you can do in your life? Or if you become a famous TV actor, or if you get the desired visa for America or Australia, or at least get a job in Dubai, is that the best thing you can do with your life? The answer is no. Because even the greatest cricketer or TV actor or resident of America has to suffer repeated birth and death.
மற்றும் தீவில் நடிக்கக்கூடிய நடிகர் அமெரிக்காவுடைய பிரசிடன்ட் அதிபதி கூட இந்த பிறப்பு இறப்பு அப்படிங்கிற துன்பத்தை வந்து அனுபவித்துதான்.
And it is ignorance to think that there is anything better to do with our life than to find a solution to the problems of birth and death. So it's actually very simple to understand the essence of spiritual knowledge. Bhagavan Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Mamaivangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. Every living being is part and parcel of me. Manashashtani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. But everyone in this material world is struggling and suffering because they're trying to enjoy the mind and the senses. So all we have to do is to understand that Krishna is supreme, he is Bhagavan. And we are his eternal servants. That's all we have to do, and we can be completely liberated from all miseries eternally. So why don't people take to this very easy path known as bhakti? Because we are so much illusioned by the concept Ishvaroham Maham Bhogi, I am meant to dominate this world, I am meant to enjoy this world. Lord Krishna has very kindly given various processes within the Vedic literature. Which are meant to help to purify us. There is the path of pious activities, punya karma, by following the karma kanda of the Vedic literature. There is meditation, dhyanam, and yoga. There is tapasya. But actually, especially in these Kali Yuga, these processes are very difficult to follow. If we ask people to sit and meditate, they'll find it very difficult. To sit quietly, even for 2 minutes, most people find very difficult. So in Kali Yuga, a very simple process has been given. I think you all may know what that is. Can any of our school students tell us what should we do in Kali Yuga? What should we do for spiritual realization? Okay, I'll tell you. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nascheva, 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 Gatir Anyata. You can give the translation.
Allow the கலியுகத்தில் பகவான் ஹரியனுடைய நாமத்தை ஜபம் செய்வதை தவிர ஜபம் செய்வதை தவிர வேற வழியே இல்லை, வேற வழியே இல்லை, வேற வழியே இல்லை அப்படின்னு சொல்லப்படுகிறேன்.
This is a very easy process. It's so easy that many people think, well, it's too easy. It's a very difficult time, and we have so many personal and social and national and international problems. So the solution must be very difficult also. But by Krishna's grace, the solution in this Kali Yuga is very easy. If we chant the holy names of Krishna, we become purified. What does purified mean? It means to be freed from kamam, krodham, lobham, moham, madam, matsaya. Chanting the names of Krishna purifies the heart. I'd said that all our difficulties come from ignorance. As we chant the holy names, the ignorance is dissipated. Ignorance of our eternal position as servants of Krishna manifests as the desire to try to enjoy this material world. As we chant Hare Krishna, we become more and more attached to Krishna. Krishna is the supreme pure. As we chant more and more, we become more and more attached to Krishna. And all our material attachments diminish. So this is a practical solution that everyone can take up in their life. You don't have to renounce everything in the world to chant Hare Krishna. Anyone in any situation can chant Hare Krishna and receive Krishna's mercy. This is Krishna's perfect solution for difficult times. This is the path of Bhagavad Gita. So please study Bhagavad Gita, Unmai Uravil, as it is. And chant Hare Krishna. And you will experience how in your life you are becoming joyful. You're becoming purified. You're becoming free from all difficulties. What does that mean, that we'll become free from all difficulties by chanting Hare Krishna? That means that we'll get free from birth, death, old age and disease. And that we'll be prepared to go to Krishna in the spiritual world. Now, at the present time, we may suffer various difficulties. We may become physically indisposed. For instance, I'm coughing a little bit now. So you might think, well, if you're coughing, you have some difficulty, so how does chanting Hare Krishna get you free from difficulty? Now, the difficulties in the material world will continue as long as we are in this material world. But Krishna also, by this chanting, Krishna gives us the spiritual development by which we can tolerate various difficulties. And understand that various difficulties, they are to educate us, to help us to understand that we are not meant to remain in this horrible material world. Now, obviously, this is a very big topic. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna states, Bahunam Jananam Ante Gyanavang Mang Prapadyate. You can get the translation. So we can't expect that everyone can understand everything about this in after a few minutes lecture. The founder of ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Who specifically said that this movement is an educational movement. It is meant to educate people how they can live their life in a way, in the best possible way. So we have regular educational programs by which people can come to understand this topmost spiritual knowledge. So we hope that you don't just come here tonight, but that you can participate in our educational programs. And gradually come to understand fully the path of Bhagavad Gita. And make the path of Bhagavad Gita the path of your life. In the meantime, if there are any questions, if anyone would like to ask now, please ask. What's the system for asking questions? By wireless mic or writing on pieces of paper. Okay. We have pieces of paper here. Pens also. If anyone would like there's also a wireless mic. So you can either speak in the wireless, put your hand up and speak in the mic, or if you'd like to write it on a piece of paper, you can do so also. And I will try to answer to the best of my capacity. Uh, And Vasudev, you can tell me when time's up. I'll just go on now. And you can just, yeah, tell me when I should stop this session. But we need some questions to continue. There's a question. Okay, I'll read it in English. Why is Lord Krishna allowing us to suffer in this world? What is his expectation? Now, we have chosen to come to this world. Krishna wants us to be happy. But our nature as spiritual beings is to be connected with Krishna, the supreme spiritual being. It is the nature of the jiva, of the atma, to be connected to Krishna by serving him in love. Love means happiness. Love means selfless service. The proper object of the central object of love for all living beings is Krishna. But love means we have to serve voluntarily. It cannot be forced. If I bring a gun to your head and say, love me, you'll say, yes, yes, I love you, but it's not real love, it's out of fear. So when one person serves another, simply being attracted by the qualities of that person, voluntarily, selflessly, it's a very pleasing exchange. Krishna gives us the choice to serve him or not to serve him. Those souls who choose not to serve Krishna come to this material world. And that spirit of service to Krishna becomes transformed into the spirit, let me enjoy, I should enjoy. And therefore we have a whole material world full of living beings who are all competing with each other, all trying to make themselves the center. Just as the spiritual world, the mood is one of love for Krishna. But in the material world, the whole atmosphere is one of envy of everyone else. Therefore, we commit violence and sinful activities toward others. So in this way, we create suffering for ourselves and for others. Krishna wants us to be happy, which is why he comes to this world and tells us, come back to me. It is our choice to accept his instruction or ignore it. We ourselves make our own suffering. Krishna doesn't make it. He gives us the opportunity to be happy by serving Him, or allows us, if we don't want to serve Him, to try to be happy in this material world. Okay. So, we have so many questions. Yes. If you can't understand it, then go on to another one. Yeah, read it in the mic.
கடவுளே அடைய கட்டாயமாக மாமிசம் உண்ண கூடாதா திருமணம் முடிக்க கூடாதா please I am expecting the perfect answer
Yeah, read it in the say it in the mic also so everyone yeah in English also
for attaining God is it necessary to be a vegetarian and should we be a celibate
To attain God, who is completely pure, we have to be completely pure. Generally, eating meat involves violence toward other living beings. So that will block our purity and our path toward attaining God. So, in general, eating meat is not recommended for one who wants to know God. Similarly, celibacy. There's a similar question about celibacy. One can be married and also be a great saintly person. But as long as we have the attitude, let me enjoy and exploit this material world, that will block our path to loving God. If we really want to love God, at some point we have to choose between whether I really want to love God or whether I want to enjoy this material world.
Why we are born? Is there a connection with previous birth? Will we take rebirth? நாம் எதனால் வந்து பிறவி எடுத்தோம் இதற்கு நம்முடைய முந்தைய பிறவியோடு ஏதாவது சம்பந்தம் இருக்கின்றதா நாம் மறுபிறவி எடுப்போமா
Yeah, there is rebirth.
கண்டிப்பாக மறுபிறவி இருக்கின்றது
That is described in all the ancient spiritual literature and by all the great knowers of spiritual knowledge. And it's also been largely confirmed by modern scientific studies. Of course, many so-called scientists, they don't want to believe in anything spiritual. And so they ignore studies that prove reincarnation to be a fact. But actually, repeated birth and death is a fact.
We are born in different situations due to what we do in previous lives. It's a simple thing to understand. Just like in physics, we learn that for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. So similarly, every pious act that we do, we get a good result, and every sinful act we do, we get a bad result. And accordingly, we get various kind of bodies. So, what's the whole question? Did I finish answering that question?
Okay.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, someone's asking a question.
அந்த சந்தர்ப்பத்தை பயன்படுத்தி இலங்கையில் இருக்கும் மற்ற மதத்தினர்கள் இந்து மதத்தை அழிக்கப்படுகின்றார்கள் அப்படித்தான் சொல்ல வேண்டும் என்னவென்றால் இந்து மதத்தை அழியாமல் பாதுகாக்க உங்கள் கைகளில் தான் இருக்கின்றது என்னவென்றால் மற்ற மதங்கள் வந்து இந்துக்களையும் சிந்தவர்கள பௌத்த மதத்தவர்களையும் மதமாற்றம் செய்கின்றார்கள் அதை இந்த இலங்கையில் உள்ள
Okay, first, just tell the children to be quiet for a few more minutes. This talk will be over in a few minutes and then there'll be a nice drama which they can enjoy. Okay, so what's the question? Yeah, say in the mic also. He's asking about conversion between religions. Yeah, okay, so what does he say? Say it in the mic. What you have to say it in English in the mic. What's the question?
The question is that he's asking about the conversion between religions. What is your opinion? How to solve it?
Well, conversion from one level of ignorance to another level of ignorance is not very meaningful. Someone says, I'm a Hindu. The next day they may say, I'm a Christian or I'm a Muslim. But in all these situations, no one has clear knowledge of who we actually are, who is God, and what is our relationship. So instead of being concerned about conversions, we should be concerned about educating people about their true spiritual position. What is a Hindu? Very difficult to say. In Hinduism, there are so many beliefs. But basically, we could say that the best Hindu is one who knows the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and follows them. How about that for a good definition? So we have to teach people the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and how to follow them. Otherwise, there's no meaning to say, I'm a Hindu. Now, what does Islam mean? Islam means surrender to God. So if we actually understand the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, we'll know who is God and how to surrender to Him. Then there's no question of converting to Islam. And what does Christianity mean? It means to follow Christ. And Christ taught to love God with all your heart. So Krishna consciousness, the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, teaches us to know who is God and how to love Him fully. So if people are educated in this, they won't think, now I have to convert to some Christianity or whatever. In fact, one who is a true Christian or a true Muslim, they will appreciate that this Krishna consciousness is genuine religion. So the solution is, first of all, you follow the path of Bhagavad Gita yourself, and then you teach it to others. We have to give people a real spiritual experience. Everyone is hungry for real spiritual life. Simply to say, I am a Hindu or I am a Christian doesn't satisfy the heart. We have spiritual needs. Everyone has a deep spiritual need to be in contact with God. Sometimes we think, well, that's only possible for yogis living in caves. But this Krishna conscious movement makes this spiritual experience, love of God, available to everyone in every situation. You can be a school child or a housewife or an auto rickshaw driver or a businessman and be highly spiritually advanced by loving Krishna. By following the path of Bhagavad Gita and chanting the holy names of Krishna. When people get this real spiritual taste, they'll never want to go away from anything else. And I think or I hope that's why most of you have come here, isn't it? I think that most of the participants here tonight, you have enough materially. None of you are hungry. You have enough food and you have clothing and you have a house to live in. Is it not? Yeah, so everyone's come here because you have a spiritual need. Materially, you have enough. Spiritually, we still have that emptiness. We want to fill our hearts with love of Krishna. Then that's all over. Okay. Yeah, okay. But now there's going okay. So you can announce that they can meet me afterwards. So thank you very much for kindly coming here. These kind of talks should continue on and on. Day after day throughout our lives. But as this program has limited time, I'll have to finish this talk now. So thank you again for your participation. And we just ask everyone to chant with us again. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! Ramanandri Hare Krishna!